Welcome back to another episode of Hold On Tightly. My name's Hunter, I'm 21, and this is my co-host Taylor. She's 22, and she has a complete obsession with this sloth that I just bought her from Walmart. And now she is playing around with it like it's a real fucking thing. And
they can't see us.
You're an idiot. Oh my god. But anyways, she's literally taking the paws, I guess, of it and kind of doing the teach me how to Dougie dance. Or whatever the fuck it is. And she should be paying attention to the podcast and not dancing with a fucking sloth that's fake or unanimated.
It dances just like you.
I dance better. I'm gonna fucking return that thing tomorrow.
My name is Jeff.
Good thing Walmart's open 24 hours.
Oh, stop.
Put the fucking sloth away. I'll be there when we're done.
Hi, I'm Taylor.
I already introduced you. Oh my god. Anyways. What the fuck is today's episode gonna be about?
I was gonna say something inappropriate.
Let's say it.
No.
Say it. You're fucking obnoxious today. Anyways, how's work going, babe?
Oh god, don't get me started on it. I don't know.
I want to get you started on it.
Because I really wanted to get myself fired today.
Why?
Because I was already in a bad mood getting into work. But, you know, I planned on, you know, leaving that stuff on the outside and actually, you know, getting busy with my work and focusing on that. But with everyone, like, at work, co-workers, bosses, they started getting on my nerves pretty
mainly
badly.
Mainly bosses.
Oh, yeah. Because
they don't fucking do their job like they're supposed to.
I have some good friends that I work with, but then I have those other people that I just want to just
strangle,
choke out.
Yeah, strangle the fuck out of. Yeah. See, I work with my family. Like, I have one person there that I want to, and that I really don't care for sometimes, but not gonna mention names. But
no, we won't ever mention names.
But anyways.
No, today was just a kind of a shit fest of a day where, you know, where you go to work and it ends up being pretty busy and then you're short-staffed. You know, for a franchise or like a chain restaurant, fast food, you normally want quite a few people on, and only having three people on the floor with a big rush hitting each station that you have, one person on each, did not go well. And then you had, you know, other people, like maybe a boss that comes in that could be an extra hand,
yeah, but
that just sits in an office.
Yeah, it's hard when, you know, you have a boss that shows up late all the fucking time and puts all his work on everybody else, but still gets the pay that he gets. And like I said before, I totally applaud you for how well you handle these situations. Because I know if I worked in an environment like that, I would be like flipping out so fucking badly. Because I don't have the temperament to deal with that shit.
I almost got myself fired though today.
Yeah, but you were strong enough mentally to hold it back and not speak your mind. Which is good and bad at the same time, but
I was strong enough mentally due to the fact by that point where I was about to break, I was about to head out, and I also had a pretty good friend at work to talk to about it. And they obviously laughed, because what the stuff I wanted to rant and like go off on people about was just funny what I was about to say, you know.
Yeah, but at least you kept your mouth closed for the most part, and only said it to the people that aren't going to say anything. But like I said, if it continues, I would just honestly look for any job, you know, but now we had my family over for dinner. When do we have them over?
I want to say maybe last Thursday.
Was it Thursday?
Most likely.
I think it was Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, because that Tuesday and Thursday off.
Yeah.
That weekend was the second day off. That was good.
Taylor made a homemade rigatoni. That was fucking...
Perfecto.
It was the fucking bomb. It was good.
Makes a fat person happy.
No, it did. It made me really happy. But, no, I was surprised because usually my mom doesn't do seconds, and my mom was charging the fucking mound for the rigatoni.
I was very happy. Like,
more,
I don't know.
More. Feed me more. I want all the rigatoni.
I know they all didn't notice I had two pans, and they're all fighting over the one.
Yeah, and then we ended up bringing the other pan up to your dad and your grandparents. So they could have it for dinner.
Yep, which always, you know, I always try to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, an interesting conversation that we had at dinner when your family was here is dream jobs. And I found out that your dream job was to be a rapper.
It was not my dream job.
You want to be a little bit of Snoopy Dog?
A Snoop Dogg double G.
The Hunter the Heath House.
No.
Heezy.
Now, my I write occasionally still, but not like what I used to. Like, I found, because I was in trouble a lot in school, so I always spent it in, like, detention and shit like that. Like, always, like, at least half my school year was detention. But, so I had a lot of time to get my work done. And when I didn't have anything to do, instead of sitting there twiddling my thumbs, I started, because my cousin, Alex, he was into rapping, and, like, it kind of, like, I looked up to that kind of in a way, and it kind of provoked me to see what I was able to do.
Turned out that he was white as fuck.
No, some songs I've written, some songs I've written are actually pretty decent. Most of them are...
I was talking about your cousin.
Oh, no. With my cousin, he had a unique rapping style. His is more like Zeus and Aphrodite and whatever the fuck that person's name is. Aphrodite.
Gods?
Yeah, like your gods.
So. Why is he rapping like gods?
No, not like gods, but like that's kind of like he would go more towards that mythological. Kind of like, which it didn't sound bad. He was more like a Tech N9ne rapper, and there's actually another rapper called Crypt, but that has the same style, and that's kind of what he based his off of. And like, I listened to a lot of like Eminem, like I never really listened to other rappers and shit like that. And so that was kind of, like, there's this myth, I guess, that whoever you listen to the most is who your rap style is gonna take after. So I would always try to write kind of with the same melody and flow as what Eminem would. And then I found out that I just completely sound like shit. And like I took off a little bit, and then I got back into writing. At one point, about 3 or 4 years of me writing, I had about 460 something raps written.
Cool.
And I know you don't care, but and then, like, come 17, 18, I kind of started getting out of it. And then, I still write occasionally, but not as much as I used to. Now, like, if I write, then I Like, I really want it to actually have a meaning behind why I'm writing it and all that, but what would be your dream job?
Oh, well, mine's not anything high up there like yours was to be, like, a famous rapper, you know.
I don't really think
I shot Lil Ball. I want to be a gym teacher.
Or something like...
Nothing special, nothing great and famous to be known for the rest of my life. It's just gym teacher. You know, I've been made fun of having, you know, that as my go-to, like, dream job, I guess, you know. Because that's what they think of is what you see on TV. That gym teacher wearing those green shorty shorts, headband, and white beater and everything. And so I'm like, nope, dream a little bit higher. And I'm like, yeah, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, but, like, that's something that you can actually, like, if I really put my mind to it, though, like, I could accomplish some sort of pathway, I guess, for me within the whole rap game, per se. But, as far as, like, being, like, realistic, like, dream job, you definitely pick that.
Well, as a kid, I never really had a dream job. I mean, of course, I always wanted, like, as a kid for a girl, it's like, oh, I want to be a fashion designer.
I
want to
be a ballerina.
I want to be a dancer. I want to be a singer. Then I found out I'm tone deaf and have no rhythm. And so I'm like...
That's not true. You can sing so well. You think that you suck at singing. And you don't. It's the same thing with my sister. My sister thinks that she sucks at singing. And she doesn't. She's actually really good. Just like you. You're really good. Yeah. But you two dumbasses don't...
Have you ever seen that meme? That girl's like, country boy, I love you. That's me. I look just like her as a kid. And that's my... Honey, this is your future.
just because you can mimic that line so well, doesn't mean that's what you sound like. You actually sound really good. And if I ever can record a clip of you singing... I will put it in one of these podcasts.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. That's the worst. No. You want them to stop listening.
I see it. It's not like anybody really listens now.
Well,
you know.
Because we're not interesting.
Yeah. Hi, Mom. I know you're listening right now. That's about it.
Yeah, I have no family members that listen to.
Bye.
Hi, Mom. Oh, okay.
You're not there anymore. But no, I definitely, it's something I've always wanted to do. Like, I've always had a passion for it, but, like, once you get older, like, past a certain age, you kind of realize what's realistic in life. Like, if you don't hit it young, then, and you don't have that drive anymore, like, you know, you did when you were younger, then you're not gonna have it when you get older.
I've had drive. It's just, you know, like, I've accomplished a few things. I was a Zumba instructor, so I did do the dance career, but not exactly a famous dancer. No. But then I'm a licensed hairdresser, so I can do anything with that. It's just I decided not to because that's not my passion. I've studied fitness and wellness. It's just the degree I was going for didn't bring me to the place I wanted to.
The thing that you've had and have that I don't or didn't is that group of supporting people behind you. You know, like, yeah, my parents supported me and whatnot, but, like, I was always made fun of for my shit in school. Like, I had the courage to actually put it on YouTube. You know, like, I wanted people to hear me, like, I don't mind critiquing at all. But there's a certain point between critiquing and just being a fucking complete bitch or an asshole.
You know? I know, but you think I had all this support. When I told the college advisor that's supposed to just advise you to your goal and support you, my advisor kept from me that I couldn't be a gym teacher in the college I was in, and then kept on trying to persuade me because he thought gym teachers, like, that's a stupid career. And because I'm trying to persuade me to be a researcher. A nice fart. I hope everyone heard it.
I don't know, but it smells really fucking bad. It's just coming right up.
Poor Sloth. Poor Paul.
But no, like, but I feel like you've had more support with your thing. Like, you, your family supported you going to college for it, you know?
There yeah, because they just wanted a kid to finally finish college.
No, it's not even that, but...
That didn't happen yet.
But, like, with me, my parents, like, they supported me with it a little bit, but not, like, what most people do. You know
your
what I mean?
Your parents, like, are more like, get a business degree and actually have a real career. It's the
yeah, like, something that's real, you know? Not yeah. something that's so far-fetched that, you know, like, the, maybe 5% of people get in life.
Yeah.
If that. They're more, you know, go to school for engineering or something like that that's actually real and easier to get into than, you know, a major label or something like that.
My dad was kind of the same one. Like, he supported us, but at the same time, he said, you're better off just going into a business degree, management degree.
Well, yeah, you're always going to be better off doing the easier stuff, but it's, like, what I mean is...
I
like,
could actually had a good career in art.
Yeah, so you could have. You're amazing at art. And, but, like, with my parents, what I mean is, like, they were supportive a little bit, but not, like, oh, you know what, you can do this, we're behind you 100%. They're more like... Like, I'm glad that you're writing your raps and shit like that, but not, like, you need to kind of get a fucking job, you know? Kind of like a, like, I understood the job thing, you know?
Yeah,
yes, you need that in life, but, like, it seemed like they didn't care about my passion, what I really wanted to do in life, versus... what I was probably going to just be stuck doing in life.
But you don't... Like, you have motivation on certain things, but at the same time, they wear away, and you end up being unmotivated. And you feel like quitting all the time, so... Just like every job you've had.
So true. I've been at my parents' business for
yeah, but
the last...
that's just because you know you can get away with a lot, and you can... call out whenever you need to call out, and you can slack. You don't work a full 8-hour shift.
Because I only do the deliveries and stuff like that.
I know, I'm saying, but you still make just as much as I do, and I bust my ass at a normal job.
Trust me, I want to get a 40-hour-a-week job. That pays a lot fucking better. I'm only at this right now because all the other places I've applied to haven't...
No, I'm just saying, like...
go back to me.
Every time you've had an outside job, you've quit because you got irritated, unmotivated to keep up with the actual work.
Not even that. When I got fired from the last job before I went back to the deli, it was because I ended up calling out because I went to the ER. I had, because of, like, stomach issues and shit like that, and I had my doctor's note in my car if they needed it.
Well, yeah, that...
like, I went and I looked at, and I showed up on time for that, on the next day after that.
Oh, and but you ran, either finish. Ran late, or you were...
I never was late. I mean, there was a couple times I was late, but...
Like,
not even
late,
but it's not, like, multiple hours.
No, I know that. I'm like, I think there was a few times you called up prior to that hospitalization one.
Just because I didn't want to go, yeah.
Yes.
But, like, when I had the doctor's home and everything, like, I called out and I let him know, hey, I had to go to the ER. I was having issues with my stomach and whatnot. And, I mean, it's hard to call out, like, before, because, like, how your job is, you have to call out a certain amount of hours, like, 3-4 hours before your shift. And that's how mine was. But when your shift's at 5 a.m. and they're not open until, you know, 8, it's kind of hard to call.
That's why you have your boss's number. You just kind of call out.
Yeah, I don't have my boss's number, but...
Well, before, yes, I understood that. But that's what you normally
no,
do. You would have to have contacts for the people. Like
but
that.
What I'm saying is, like, I went into the, I guess the extra room that we had where the schedule was, and I looked at what I worked the following week, and I wasn't on the schedule. So I went back and my name was crossed off. All my hours were crossed off. And these fuckheads already replaced me within a day. Not even a day. Within like 12 hours, they already had me replaced. So yeah, I took my fucking shirt off and my hat and whatnot. And I put it just so they, like, a subliminal fuck you guys. Like, they didn't even have the respect for me to be like, hey, Hunter, unfortunately, we have to let you go. You know? Like, with all the other jobs that I've gone fired from or whatnot, they've actually been like, hey, we're gonna decide to let you go. And they've given me a reason. That I can respect. But when you're gonna be so childish about everything and just cross my name off and not even give me a fucking reason, especially when I had all my stuff that you needed if you needed it, I'm sorry, but that's just petty and stupid. So yeah, that one I was not gonna deal with anymore. But the other jobs are because I'm sorry, but I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't care if you're a billionaire or a successful person in life. No one's better than anybody. That's how I was raised. You're not better than anybody. You all bleed red, you know. Everyone has fucking blood. They're gonna bleed it. Everyone breathes the same fucking air. So why should I treat somebody that makes six figures a year differently than what they should treat me? I don't see that. And that's just another reason why a lot of these jobs didn't work. Because you had these cocky son of a bitches that would act all high and mighty because they were in a manager spot or they were...
power gets to people.
Yeah.
I've seen it in my job.
I don't deal with that shit. So that's why I've been at Delhi, because I know if I have an issue, I can tell my parents about it.
Yeah. So. Well, this has been a very downing podcast today. On the upper hand, I think I could, I know you guys can't see, but I think I could pull off the hair color that the sloth has. I'm really digging it. It's like a
grayish brown.
Grayish purplish brown. I like it. I've been looking at it. No offense to you. I'm listening to you. But
I don't mind the color.
I think you could dig it.
I think you could pull it off. I think if you did this color with like some blonde highlights in it, I'd say like light blonde highlights or not, kind of blending in there, I think it would look really nice.
Bring it to the salon. I want this color.
Yeah. This color?
Yes, this brown hole color.
But, that's how where I stand. Like, that's why, like, I know for a fact if I was working your job, I would be fired within a day. Not even. Give me a fucking hour and I'm out of there. Because I would just flip out on everybody. Like, there'd be, like your friends that you work with, like, I'm good with too. Like, they don't bother me. It's the other people that I know that you're talking about that don't do jack shit and still want that pay for it. That just sit there all day or play fucking stupid.
Get the memo on our schedules. Work extra hard, upsell, or you guys will get paid docked or hours cut.
Which
don't just show
they
up
can't,
to
they
get
can't
a page.
Dock your pay for not upselling.
No, but they're like, don't just come here to show up for a paycheck. Well, that's technically what I'm actually supposed to do. Show up, do my job, and
yeah,
get paid.
But, and, like, they have no room to fucking talk because the manager fucking does that.
He doesn't even do that. He has other people do his work.
Exactly.
While
that's
he
what
sits.
I'm saying. Like, he sits in his office, scrolls on Facebook, eats his Twinkies, and plays with his six fucking chins that he has. Like, get off your ass, sweat a little bit, and
takes,
do some fucking,
like,
work. Earn your fucking paycheck, you fat bastard.
He gets there. Then, legit, maybe 20, 30 minutes, he's going on an hour break. And then when he gets back from that hour break, or hour and a half break, he goes in the bathroom for another hour, 45 minutes. And by that point, he might do look and sit in his office for a little bit, call his wife or whoever he wants to call, have the other workers or the older woman do his cash counting or whatever, paperwork, and then he heads home.
I don't know how the fuck you do it. I could not. I give you fucking props for dealing with that as long as you have. I mean, it's almost been a year that you've dealt with it. Like, in the beginning, it wasn't as bad, but, like, coming closer to your year mark, like, it is really bad. Like, I hope with everything that's going to be changing there soon and everything kind of gets better for everyone there. Because, like, I know, like you said, a lot of people are looking at leaving and going to new places.
Yeah, well, we'll send this podcast on a good note. Babe, I got something to tell you.
What?
I'm pregnant.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm not. All right, guys. Bye.
That was the worst way to end it. But anyways, let's see you next week on Hold On Tightly.